through reading of the Scriptures, it seems like that was the case. And so the question becomes, why hesitate then to leave? When God, these angels say, God said, up, take your wife, your two daughters, who are here, lest you be swept away in the punishment of the city. But he hesitated. And that's what I want to talk to you a little bit about tonight. Those circumstances and why Lot hesitated. Well, let's first discuss when. And I'm not talking about, a specific, time period or time frame. What are the circumstances that are going on that should suggest to Lot to leave at this moment in time? Well, if you look at Genesis chapter 19 and verse 14, even his own advice tells him to leave. And Lot went out and spoke to his sons-in-law, who were to marry his daughters, and said, up, get out of this place, for the Lord will destroy the city. But he appeared to his sons-in-laws to be jesting. And so Lot's own advice says, you get out. He's telling his, these two men that are to marry his daughters, you get out of the city. And so he's telling someone else to do it, but what's he doing? He's hesitating. He doesn't want to leave right away. You know, it reminds me when I was growing up, our driveway is about a half a mile long. So it's not really a driveway. It's a township road, but we're the only house on it. So we call it our driveway. It's about a half a mile long. And so that's really where I learned to drive. And so, just as we were, growing up, Mom would stop the car and, make us drive the standard. And she would stop us on the hills and make sure we could get going. Well, every once in a while, when we were younger, before we would get our license, Mom would pull into our driveway off of the main road and then back up into traffic facing the wrong direction on the road so that she could get the mail from the mailbox. And every time she would close and say, you better never do this when you get your license. Now, what do you think the first thing I did was when Mom said, hey, could you stop and get the mail on your way out? I did the exact thing that I was not supposed to do. Why? Because I saw her do it over and over. I wasn't listening to, don't you ever do this when you get your license. I wasn't listening to that. And so again, it may be because, the reason that his son-in-laws think that he's jesting, or because he himself is hesitating to leave. And so why should we rush out of here if you're still here? You don't appear to be, gathering up things and getting ready to get out. So why should they think anything else? Look at the advice that he got from the angels in Genesis chapter 19, starting in verse 12. Then the men said to Lot, whom else have you here? A son-in-law, your sons, your daughters, whoever you have in the city, bring them out of the place. For we are about to destroy this place, because their outcry has become so great before the Lord that the Lord has sent us to destroy it. And so Lot is hesitating. He's lingering in this place where even his own advice tells him to leave. And God has sent people, angels from heaven to say, get out. Up, get out of this place. Leave, because we are about to destroy this city. Lot is lingering at a time where God's judgment is imminent. And I believe that Lot has had enough dealings with God to know that he's serious. When he says something, it is going to happen. In Matthew chapter 4 and verse 7, Jesus said to him, on the other hand, as he's being tempted by Satan, on the other hand, it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test. What is Lot doing right now? He's testing God. Right? God wants to destroy this city. And we see at the end of that he even, again, asks to go to a different place than the angels told him to go anyway. And he said, hurry and escape there, for I can do nothing until you arrive there. And so the longer you delay, the more you're asking God to have patience with you. The more you're asking God to wait on this thing that he wants to do. Think about the godly uncle that he had in Abraham, which he probably doesn't know at the time, is trying to intercede for him in Genesis chapter 18. Starting in verse 17, and we'll not read through all of verse 30 to verse 33, but I want to pull out some verses here. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham what I'm about to do? Since Abraham will surely become a great and mighty nation, and in him all the nations of the earth will be blessed. And so God is about to tell Abraham what he's planning on doing to the cities that his nephew is living in. Verse 23, and Abraham came near and said, "Wilt thou indeed sweep away all the righteous with the wicked? Suppose there are 50 righteous within the city." And so we know, you know, from our hopefully our childhood and knowing these accounts, that what does he start to do? Well, what if there's five less? Suppose there are 50 righteous or lacking five. Are you going to destroy it because of just five less? And then he takes a chance and starts counting by tens, right? So what if there's 40? What if there's 30? Suppose there are 20. Suppose 10 are found there in verse 32. And God said, "I will not destroy it on account of 10. And as soon as he had finished speaking to Abraham, the Lord departed, and Abraham returned to his place. It's amazing that we have to assume that they didn't find 10 righteous people in that city. And so God was about to destroy it. And again, Abraham is trying to intercede for his nephew. Other than that, why would Abraham even care one way or the other? If God wants to do this, then go ahead. Because I don't know anybody there, but he does know somebody there. It's his nephew. And so he's trying to intercede and allow, you know, give his nephew some time. And Lot really doesn't even know, at least as far as we know, that any of this is going on, that any of this is happening. And maybe he finds out something later, I don't know. But as far as we know, he doesn't even know this is going on. This is a dire situation, and yet here we see Lot hesitating. All signs are telling him, are leading him to leave. So why does he stay?